All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, my dream has finally come true.
Ooh,
So,
you mean the one with the midgets and crack and monkeys and
oh,
whoa.
do you want to try that again without saying midgets?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm making fun of a thing,
Okay.
you know. So, like, yes, that's not the right term for it, but I was making fun of a certain kind of like lore randomness that
Oh,
often says that. So,
yeah.
I feel like you know, I. The character would do that.
The character I was playing,
The
it was
character I'm assassinating, the type of person I'm making fun of
yeah
might do that.
it
So,
was it was honest for it was honest for the character. Yeah.
yes, that's I'll say that as a thing.
Okay.
I don't know, like I don't know if that's, I know that's not the, like the right term, but I don't quite know if that's like quite like slur status. You know, not something, you know, that we need to necessarily get into on the introduction of this episode of
Right.
After Suffering, but it is like I always feel like that's the cliche. Like the joke wouldn't work if I said little person in that thing for that kind of like certain kind of randomness. You know, what are you smoking? Like what kind of random thing could happen next? You know, it wasn't that, I mean, the joke wasn't actually worth it, is the ultimate. It's like that thing I was, you know, that instinct of just like dream coming true, and the dream maybe being something kind of random as opposed to being the colloquial sense of a dream coming true. That probably wasn't worth the squeeze.
Probably. I want to restart that because I also don't want to begin the episode with 2 minutes of us hemming and hawing about it.
You sure you don't want to just keep going with it now though and start with like 3 minutes of us hemming and hawing with it? Like I think this is actually kind of possibly going to turn around to being good.
Okay.
Yeah, you
All
know, or like do it like, I mean, we can, there are many different factors, arguments for and against restarting the episode. Let's state them. If it seems like we're stalling for time, there is an element of that because of this game, and we'll talk about it.
we will. No, but my dream has come true because I have finally designed a game.
Oh, that's cool. Tell me about it.
So, you know how card games, like collectible trading card games, have been all the rage, like
Or yeah, Magic the
forever,
Gathering.
for decades?
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's even broken into digital stuff. Well, I thought, hey, I want to bottle some of that magic. And, you know, every card game is popular. So why don't I take just a little piece of every card game, that which you mean a card from every card game, and then
Okay.
mix them all together? It's like Smash Brothers, but for card games.
This sounds legitimately like a Ludum Dare kind of thing to me. Like I would not be surprised if there's a game that does something similar that you can now sue. Because they
Yep,
probably didn't copyright it.
because I had this dream the day before they made the Ludum Dare. That was, now we have both pronunciations, so nobody can be
Yeah.
mad at us.
Yep.
Yeah, no. So I just so I've prepared a deck for you, and I've got a deck
Okay.
right here. And I figured,
Okay.
hey, why don't we do this as a randomization?
Let's chef it up.
Yeah.
All right,
All right.
chef enough.
Shuffle them up, baby. And so they're very big decks, so it's gonna be extended, very long shuffle that we got going on here. So
And I don't know how to actually bridge, so I'm just gonna do the thing where you just put one out. I'm gonna do that solitaire shuffle that takes a really long time.
cool. Well,
Yeah.
I'll bridge. It's fine. All right. Let me flip over this first card. I'm not sure which. Well, let me look here. I was thinking maybe we would get like a Pokemon trading card game, talk about that. No, this is a Lost Kingdoms.
It's
Well,
not, I don't think that's a collectible card game. I don't know what that is.
no, let me. Well, okay, can you fire up the game computer?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And
Oh,
that
weird. It was
is
made by
indeed a game.
From.
How did we not know about this?
I don't know. Well, why don't we play this, play 30 minutes of this a little while ago, and then talk about it now?
Okay. That sounds like a premise for our show.
Fuck.
Yeah,
Not
well,
fuck.
fuck.
I like
Yeah.
this game quite a
Yeah,
bit.
this is interesting. Yeah, like the we'll get into it. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show where we play games so you don't have to. Bad games often, not always.
Yeah, and this week we are playing a game called Lost Kingdoms, which is kind of part of this weird rush of FromSoft games that was after Kingsfield and the initial Armored Core, but before they got into Souls. So this is a GameCube game. It is like an action RPG, except it uses a collectible trading card kind of system.
The and I'm not doing this as a bit. It's going to sound like I am, but because you know, just to keep us on pace and everything, and also because this episode there's not a whole lot we can talk about with the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that. And this is all, like, I swear this is not a bit. This is a true thing. My cat, my friend and yours, where's the cat? Just did something like pretty gnarly, and I have to go take care of it real quick.
Okay.
So why don't you real quick monologue on what you think kingdoms mean to you? I'll be back in like a minute.
Okay, so this is a bit that happens occasionally on the podcast Video Games Hot Dog. We've had guests from not just that show, but from that kind of general orbit on here about what a realm is, right? There are lots of games that have realm in the title, but do they actually represent some kind of realm? And the definition is relatively free-floating. Kingdom ends up being a little bit the same. Kingdom Hearts, I don't know actually what kingdom that's a heart of. Is it the Disney kingdom that they're pulling from? And where does the Final Fantasy aspect fit? Because not every Final Fantasy has a kingdom in it. In fact, after 6, they kind of don't really pick that up anymore. So the idea of what kingdoms mean to me, I don't know, as far as a game title is concerned, like it applies here. Hi, Gary. This is
Hello. Yeah, I know. I had to go bury the past, okay, so to speak, because we're neglected too.
Oh, did he leave? Did he curse your room?
He did. He okay. It was a real dawning horror during the like randomization too, where I was like,
oh no,
because we just took a break right before that, and it's just like, oh, I can't just be in this during like that. That can't be like this. Right. This is unsustainable to the extreme. So. Got to go take care of it. Little guy's having some stummies.
Just like daddy.
Yeah, it's like father like son. So this game, Lost Kingdoms.
Yeah. This was a Patreon demand by Gabe, who says, I remember this being a fun game when it came out. I wonder if it holds up. It kind of does.
It looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't play that much of it, in part because it's kind of a weird... You know, it is an RPG, so it takes a long time to get, you know, it's a slow experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's nothing immediately once you pick it up that is, like, super noteworthy.
Right.
Like, I didn't quite play this for a half hour, largely because I was just like, this feels like I'm just playing a game. It doesn't feel like I'm testing, you know, something for Abject Suffering.
Right, right.
And because then I looked it up, and I was like, you know, because we were always looking for a couple, you know, some things we like to do for WoW is, like, one, you know, I'm always looking for like very short JRPGs. Mm-hmm. So it satisfies that audience and doesn't make me want to kill myself. and I looked it up, and like the how long to beat on this is 8 hours, and the long play is 4.
Good God.
So I'm like, we got to do this at some point. Like, I'll put 4 hours into a FromSoft JRPG.
Are you jackals satisfied?
Well, not even that. Just like, that sounds interesting to me. And also, like, how does a 4 hour JRPG work? Like, we've done some very short JRPGs and stuff, but this, and it didn't seem like it wasn't bad or anything either. It's not just, you know, I'm talking sugar about the length, but it's not like the mechanics felt bad or anything.
Right, right.
Like it has a battle system that's kind of similar, reminding me of Parasite Eve.
Yeah.
Like, you run around, you have to dodge, positioning is important, and you have a lot of control over those things.
Yeah, so it's very strange because it does have kind of this card battle idiom, but it is real time.
Yes.
And like each of the cards represents like you're summoning a monster.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is cool. Mm-hmm. You know, you go through, you kind of do these things, and like I was trying to look up things about, because I wanted to see, you know, if there's anything, a reason not to do this. So I looked up some reviews, and a couple of the reviews name checked. They're like, oh, you know, after the popularity of card based games, like in the mid 2000s, all of our favorite franchises got all lousied up with cards. Like, they're complaining about it. And mm-hmm. then I realized, like, those are actually some of the games of the genre I like the most.
Yeah.
Like, there's people just like talking smack about Metal Gear Acid, which I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
People complaining about Bait and Kaitos, which I'm not sure if that holds up, but I remember liking, mm-hmm. and or at least think is like pretty interesting.
Yeah.
The Mega Man game with cards, which I didn't play, but it has a good reputation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, I like adding cards to this kind of thing. I think it's a clever way to kind of spice up some pretty stale mechanics, you know?
But yeah, it's like, it's pretty interesting. Like, so the trappings, like the actual story kind of seems a little bit generic, but like, it is the FromSoft premise, which is there is a mist that has descended upon the land
and
all of the kingdoms gathered together and sent their greatest heroes in. And now you must go in after them. Okay. Yeah.
Which is pretty bonkers to see them. And I love that there's something about the obscurity that like From toiled in or toiled in at the time where they could just straight up reuse premises.
Yeah.
You know, we saw that in, with a little bit with Shadow Tower 2.
Yep.
Where there are a lot of DNA thing, and you're collecting souls for currency and stuff. And they could just be like, well, nobody played that game. Why can't we just do it again?
Yeah.
You know, like, and you can.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, it's very strange to like, look at this demon souls ass premise.
Yeah. Yeah. And this game is not universally reviled or anything either. It has that like the PS2 GameCube era of FromSoft stuff, which is all mixed.
Yes.
Like if you look at reviews for Eternal Ring or Evergrace or this, Cookies and Cream and stuff like that, they're all like kind of interesting failures. I think it's kind of a cool time for this company that I love a lot.
I was really surprised, like looking at the GameFAQs review spread, everything is like 3.5 to 4.5 stars. Like there is one review that is like, nobody's saying bad things about this, so I need to tell the truth so people are aware. But
yeah,
that's really it.
Yeah, there's only, you know, and it's fine. Like if somebody thinks it's bad, like they should say it's bad, you know, but it's a weird, you know, this does feel like it's going to be something that has good points and bad points, you know, as such. It also is really noteworthy because apparently it was GameCube's first RPG.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it got a little bit of that steez.
It got a little bit of that heat. This is much more successful in Quest 64.
Oh yeah, like the first RPG for the Nintendo 64, first and last. Nintendo
64, oh, don't forget about the Aiden Chronicles.
You forgot about Aiden. It's just Home Alone 4. You forgot about Aiden.
It was very so. I went to watch my niece's volleyball game. Okay, here recently. The team that she's on is pretty good. They just stomped the other teams. Like they played a procession of games, and it's like, is there no mercy rule in play here? I'm talking like 25-4. Like they just destroy these people. But Chris and I, you know, we're just like, when she's not playing, we just wanted to kind of wander. So we went outside and we looked at the wall. We looked at the wall of like old athletes. You know, to look at just the old fashioned names, right? And to see the pictures from different eras. So like in the 40s, you get like a lot of like Aloysius Johnson. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that. I really should have written some of them down, but they're all like that. But it is hilarious because it is a more pure representation of like what's going on than even looking at the you know, like the census data or the social security like top 10 names. Because like you go down and you watch as the photographs turn from black and white to color. And as the wardrobe gets more modern, and as you pass through like the laser portrait phase, like it really is. You get to the people who were, you know, who were doing well in sports shortly after I graduated high schools, and they're all Aiden names. It is hilarious. Yeah, yeah. Even the girls.
Yeah, like the names have no bearing,
right?
You know, at all. So there's not like there aren't names that are feminine or masculine. They're all just like neutral terms, which in some ways is a good thing, you know? Right.
Yeah.
But I love looking at a series of old names like that. Like the closest experience I had to that recently was going through the picture I use for the serial magnate on the promotional comics for the books I do is an old dean of the School of Business at PSU.
Oh, nice.
And that Hall of Deans was really great for that. You know, just, it was like that, except everyone was, you know, 60 years older than those people.
Yeah.
So, is advanced. Yeah, I like that kind of thing quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So if you ever find yourself in high school, find the wall. Find the wall of the you know, the title winners.
Yeah. 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 I used to work in the athletics department at NIU, and I used to be able to do that as well.
Oh yeah.
Like kind of walk through and see. Yeah. And it was awesome because fashion in sports used to be really cool. In the 70s and 80s. Like 80s basketball uniforms, 80s like tennis uniforms and stuff like that. Like everyone looked pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
get a lot of dolphin shorts.
Yeah, I like that kind of shit.
Give me them dolphin shorts.
Give me the dolphin babies. I enjoy that quite a bit.
Yeah.
the slaughter rule thing is real. Like, if you play a sport and it's just any sport, and this goes for like e-gaming as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it needs to be a game to be fun at all. You know, if there's a lead, by double, you know, if it ever becomes unwinnable for the other team, like, it's excruciating for all parties involved.
It was actually hilarious to watch it. Like, my niece's team had a just this one server who was just like a sharpshooter. Like, she'd get up there and she would just like bounce, bounce, serve, gone, you know? Yeah. And in volleyball, if you score, you get to keep on serving. Like, by the end of the first game, she was serving so many times in a row that she got tired out.
Yeah.
It was like, this sucks. Like, what fun is volleyball if nobody hits anything back?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not really volleyball then. It's just the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no volleying involved.
It's just hit the ball over the net.
Yeah, it's skeet shooting.
Not a sport.
Yeah. That ends up being frustrating. That happens, like, in my limited sport, like, when I watched a lot of Derby, like, that would happen.
Yeah.
You know, because the team that I decided to just kind of, like, semi-arbitrarily chose to have be, like, my team, mm-hmm. like, the team I liked, what turned out to be, like, the champions that year and the next year.
Oh,
and
we're
just like really good.
Did people accuse you of being like a Fairweather fan, like a joiner?
No, nobody. I didn't really talk to other people about it. they could have. Yeah. And then I'd have to be like, actually, it's way worse than that. I chose them because I thought they were the most attractive because I got into this for ogling purposes. Because I think Derby girls are hot.
Well, like, at least you're honest about it.
You know, and then they would have been like, oh, okay, get out. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, this would have. I think that is probably not the attitude that, like, and then, but then I, again, I've talked about this at length, but then I transmuted,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now I actually like the sport.
Right. Right.
You know? So I can see the wireframe of it. But at the time I was just like, I just wanted to look at short. I just wanted those dolphin shorts, man. it's just on brand. You know? I just need to be hanging thigh. And like, I was into it. But yeah, slaughter rules are no good.
Mm.
Puts us in a weird position for Lost Kingdoms, though, because, like, I think we should do it for the show. Like, the idea of an RPG with these mechanics that's short, that's done mm-hmm. by From, and has that same story.
Well, we've kicked around the idea of
Armored Core 4 and stuff, too. So the music is kind of interesting, too. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the From House in-house composers. It's not the Demon Souls guy, but it's the other guy.
Yeah. We kicked around the idea of doing, like, a FromSoft month. Like, that was one of the initial ideas for a theme month, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've been angling to get Ninja Blade on the show for a while.
Yeah, I would like to play that. Yeah. And like this would fit well into that because it's not super long.
Right.
You know, the thing about getting FromSoft month is like just making sure that not everything is hugely long.
Right.
You know, I don't know how long Cookies and Cream is, but like, yeah. Even if we didn't do it as part of a month, I think it would be cool just to do though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be a cool way to do a genre that in a bite-sized form that we can't usually. Do it in a bite-sized form.
Yeah. It fits into the Crimson Shroud slot.
Yes. It's a good slot.
Yeah.
On this episode, a good slot.
Please don't say good slot in the same episode where you admit to watching Derby for titillation purposes.
I'll try to avoid it in the future, but I make no guarantees.
But yeah, this is like you said, this entire episode is going to be about how hard this episode is to do. But like, I liked the variety of the little attacks that you got, like the fact that they fit into those three categories of like an immediate attack, like a spell that's at range, or like you just summon a dude to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Is really interesting, and also like the elemental kind of rock paper scissors. I can see a lot of like strategy going into how you build your deck, because like that just what that does is it determines your vocabulary of attacks, and they're like randomly drawn.
It seems legit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way that like I'm interested in playing more. There's tons of stuff. It also has the problem where this is kind of like an because it has that first RPG on the GameCube status, like it has a lot of text about it, none of which is really funny.
Right.
You know, so just for our purposes, like again, moving away from the game, because I agree with you. Like there's no contention there. I think that is cool stuff
mm-hmm.
in the game. There's just not a whole lot to talk about with it.
Yeah.
Is that like there's not Weird Game Facts Gold, because it's a lot of like even-handed reviews and such for the most part.
It's a lot of like, if you're looking for an RPG on the GameCube, oh boy, is this one.
Yeah. You know, and I there might be something funny in here, but it has like a normal ass game amount of content.
Yes.
So I couldn't quite get to it.
So I found one fact that has a good credits section. Again, that is the shortcut to Game Facts Gold. Just look at the credits. Let's see. This fact was written in full by me, Dark Talon.
Okay, I figured you'd choose Dark Talon by looking at the names.
That said, I'd like to thank Activision for creating this addictive game. Let's see here, going down. I'd like to thank my girlfriend who put up with my playing Lost Kingdoms for hours on end and was even kind enough to read off card names. So cool. My favorite thing here, though, which is just kind of my pet favorite thing on Game Facts that we haven't seen for a while, thanking the thing you consumed while making the fact.
Oh, sure.
I'd like to dedicate this fact to Pepsi, the sponsor of all my late night video game playing sprees.
Oh, I love Pepsi. And it's probably the sponsor of all your late night eating of sprees.
My doctor says I should avoid sprees.
I can't eat spree. He also has a whole thing where he talks about, he thinks Blockbuster, which I think is very quaint. And then talks about how Blockbuster put the wrong background or wrong description on the back, but then chooses to quote it.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I would go that far. I mean, it's kind of funny that they put the thing for Rune Viking Warlord on the back of this, you know. Yeah. But it's not. It's just mixing up stickers. I don't know if it's worth like hand typing, like reading a sticker and you know, dictating it to yourself.
But Gary, the people need to know.
I don't know that we need to know.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Well, I'm proud of my blatant inability to remember how many red fairies are in which level and my knack for describing where to find a card without remembering that card.
Oh, hold on a second. Sorry about, I think that he doesn't actually understand what happened.
No?
Yeah, because so after this, he says, second, I'm about to return Lost Kingdoms to Blockbuster. Or in the back, it made me wonder if I was playing the wrong game. And the game description talks about Rune Viking Warlord, which I'm pretty sure is a game.
Yeah, it is. Right?
Yeah, that's a game. So after that goes, huh, whatever that is, it sounds interesting. I think I'd like to play it. I'm aware that the Japanese
uh-oh.
And possibly the working title for Lost Kingdoms was Rune. But I don't think the translation into English changed the... Oh, okay. So for a second, I thought he really didn't get it and thought that this was the original Japanese version of it. I'm like, buddy.
I'm going to write this fact and like file it under what I think the game is called.
Yeah, I know. You can do some critical thinking.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Yeah. If you happen to find any typos, spelling errors, or factual errors in this fact, or if you have a question, suggestion, blah, 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 well, too damn bad. Good cop. He's both good cop and bad cop.
Don't like my driving? Call 1-800. Who cares?
See, it's funny because it's a garbage can, but I call it the complaint department.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There's another fact that is another just kind of a good sweet boy, which is a person who in the thanks describes thanks his big brother for playing the game for him while he wrote this and also beating some of the hard bosses for him.
Aww.
Yeah.
Good old big bro.
Yeah.
I have a digression.
Okay.
Planned. I don't know how long it will last. And I've been trying to think of whether to deploy it on this episode or the next one. Do you have anything else related or a digression in your chamber?
I could probably scrounge something up.
Do you want to, we can both, do you want to go first? I guess we can do one for each of the two episodes we're recording today.
I'd rather you go now and then give me time to make sure that I have something good.
So, I don't know how, and I talked about this on Twitter. I know that you don't read my Twitter, but other people have heard this thing, but I figured we can expand upon.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been extremely sick. I've talked about that a lot and I've been sick for like a month.
Right.
I had like a couple of weeks of like really bad nausea. Went to Midwest Gaming Classic, felt mostly fine for that weekend, came back with a terrible, terrible cough, like upper respiratory infection.
Yeah.
I was sick all this week. I'm just finally feeling better. The reason why I say this is to set the stage and let everyone know before I say the surreal thing that happened that I've been like on lots of cold medicine. And also to know exactly how like not ready to put up with shit I was.
Right, right. Yeah, you were already off balance when you went into this situation.
Yes. Yeah. I, you know, not into... not into putting up with nonsense. Mm-hmm. So I was had a craving, you know, for a snack. And one of my favorite snacks, pro tip to anybody who enjoys snacking or the snacking arts.
For anybody who wants to bring you a snack,
yeah,
pro tip, if you want to make me happy with a snack.
After I tell you what this is, you will understand when I say I don't want people to bring this to me at conventions.
Okay.
One of the things that I like to snack on is Doritos. And they had to be, I figured out recently, they had to be regular Doritos, like nacho cheese Doritos and cottage cheese. So if somebody just kind of comes up to me with like a baggie of cottage cheese and like a couple loose Doritos.
That sounds like a prick.
That's not a good way to make friends. Like, oh. I'm not into that. Like,
okay. So no. I immediately have a question for you.
Okay.
It's the obvious question, but it needs to be asked. Do you use the Doritos as a scoop for the cottage cheese as though it is the blandest salsa?
Yes.
Okay.
But something that happens is like if you mix something I realized a long time ago that one of my favorite flavor combinations is like a dairy and salt.
Okay.
So like if I'm eating like crab rangoons or something like that, I like it with soy sauce instead of that sweet sauce.
Uh-huh.
Because that like a salt creamy thing like just goes really well together
mm-hmm.
for me. It does that. You know, and cottage cheese is not bad for you. So it's not like this is like I'm being healthy.
We're right.
You know, but it's not necessarily more healthy than salsa, but it's more healthy than like, you know, French onion dip.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're getting some protein in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like a lot of salsa is like really pretty high in sugar, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not trying to say that I'm eating health food. There's like an alchemy that happens though.
Okay.
With like just nacho cheese Doritos and cottage cheese.
Okay. So is this like just the regular kind of Doritos, not your like flaming hot?
Well, I tried recently. It's funny to bring that up because good question. Yes, just, I tried it with.
I'm not working from ones. Prepared remarks. So.
No, I know. I have a 2-part question. I was thinking that with super spicy Doritos, it might be better because that cottage cheese would cut the heat.
Uh huh.
You know, and I tried it with like the mega spicy, you know, the spiciest Doritos you can. That the science allows.
The ones that you need to get the person at the pharmacy to unlock.
Yeah. I have a series of people I send out smurfing is what we call it to just buy as many as you can buy over the counter. And then it's just one Dorito essentially. And then we can pile them in a bag ourselves in a van.
Yep.
But the, I tried it with the really spicy ones and it doesn't have, you need that like super fake nacho cheese flavor is what you're actually looking for.
Right. Right.
So really tasty. I had a craving for this. And, since I've been so sick, appetites have been hard to come by. So I didn't want to argue with it.
Uh huh.
You know, it's like, I want that. I'm going to go get it. And mm-hmm. also, I hadn't been outside in a couple of days because I've been sick.
Uh-huh.
I want to take a little walk. So I walked down to the convenience store. In Portland, I live by two convenience stores. One of them is Plaid Pantry, which we talked about a lot on the show, where they do the weird coupons where you get, like, free gum all the time.
Okay.
Things like that. I like Plaid Pantry. And there used to be this, like, real pleasant kind of dirtbag guy who worked there that me and all the houseboys liked, who's just, like, super happy. He was, like, either always listening to, like, pretty atrocious, like, sounding metal or... just the audio from South Park episodes all the time when he was there. And just
he turned South Park into a podcast.
He turned South Park into a podcast, which is very, very strange. And like, you know, it's like there'd be clearly visual jokes. Like, it was like he's listening to some kind of like weird, you know, extended universe shit. I don't know. No, they were just the opposite. But he jumped ship to the one across the street. At the Plaid Pantry, there's currently a new dirtbag who I've described as like, what if Judah Friedlander was pleasant?
Okay.
Like, what if he was just like nice and didn't seem like he was always making fun of you?
Uh huh.
You know, which like I kind of like Judah Friedlander. I don't love Judah Friedlander, but I think he's okay.
Yeah.
And one of the things that stops me from thinking I want to hang out with him is that he always seems like he's just like making fun of you,
taking shots.
That's kind of he's taking shots. So if you just erase that from the dude, that's what the new guy is. So okay. I wanted to shop there. That's the place I like to shop. They don't have cottage cheese at that convenience store. I know I'd seen it in convenience stores. I know it's not ludicrous to go to a convenience store. Right. It's across the street.
It is a snack. Like, well, yeah, what if you want to make nachos Flanders style?
Totally. Yeah. the dairy section at a gas station, you know, is generally a little bit rough. A rough scene.
Again. Yeah. It is exactly the kind of milk you weren't looking for.
Exactly.
In far too large of a quantity, and it expires yesterday.
It's all been fermented.
Yeah.
It's like if they stop selling liquor at a certain time, you can just take a chance on the milk.
Yeah. To do it like Mongolian style, like fermented horse milk.
The reason why I didn't go to Whole Foods, which does have cottage cheese in bulk, is that they don't have Doritos. It has to be Doritos. I bought like an organic nacho cheese chip and it didn't work.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't as good. So I went across the street. The reason why I don't go to this other gas station is that there is a and that first dirtbag I talked about, the South Park podcast guy, now works at the new one.
Okay.
And he talked about how he got poached. which was just like really amazing, right? Like he told me a long time ago he got headhunted to switch to go to the gas station across the street. No joke. Like he was just like, he's like, yeah, man, I might not work here anymore. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Because, you know, I go into a convenience store. It's like right by my house. It's the one I go to when I want a soda or whatever, coffee, things like that. And he's just like, yeah, they've been trying to get me to go over there. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, really? Like, what are the pros and cons? He's like, well, you know, it's like an extra 20 cents an hour. It's just as close to my house, LOL. And I'm like, yeah, man, go for it. So he works over there now. And okay. I was like, okay, it might be cool to see that guy. However, at the counter, there's another guy whose name I can't recall, who seems more put together. And he seems like the worst guy in the world to like join your D&D group.
Oh.
Like he's overly gregarious and chipper in kind of a lol random, like, you know, uses a lot of like $10 words in regular sentences.
Mm.
Has that kind of like a nerd cadence, like happy nerd cadence.
Like the D&D nerds in Wet Hot American Summer.
Yes. Yeah. Like the main one. Yeah. The Dungeon Master one, like, you know, where there's like, hey, douchebag. He's like, a douchebag is a hygienic product. So I will take that as a compliment. He's exactly like that.
Yeah.
So good pull. So imagine that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And just really overly friendly.
Oh, the worst. Come on.
And I was super sick on tons of cold medicine, was not putting up with that guy, but I wanted this snack.
Okay.
You know, I had my eyes on the prize. So I take my bag of Doritos, I take my cottage cheese, I go up there. And this happens, and I'm not lying about this part. So he says,
inspires confidence when you lead with that.
Well, it's very surreal, right? And okay. I know that I'm somewhat of a, I was an unreliable narrator to myself because I was on all this medicine.
Okay.
But he says, you know, did you find everything all right? I'm like, yeah. Do you want a seat? No. You know, can I interest you in this rewards program? No. You know, then he says, do you want a bag? I said, yes. He says, where I can't seem to quite find my bag stash. Oh, there it is. I found a bag. Good thing I did, because if I didn't, I'd have to be your bag. Now, can we parse that for an episode?
That is our prompt.
Yeah, that's our prompt. Okay. If good thing I found my bags, because if I didn't, I would have to be your bag.
Is it a very
no? And I was very sick. So I'm as sure as I could be within that capacitor, you know, that's what he said.
Right.
And in the moment I like, just like look at him.
Yeah. For 15 seconds straight.
Yeah.
Mouth open like Tucker Carlson. Like, you're giving the full Tucker.
Yeah, I gave him a tuck job. Like just like with my eyes, like just like looking like, and then I just took the bag and left because I didn't know what to do. What is that? I'll be your bag.
So, okay, first off, this is very funny because it is your equivalent of my hamburger neurosis. So buckle up, because there's a lot of comeuppance coming your way. I don't care if you are sick.
Well, you might, but mine ends with a thing. Like, that's the difference, is that mine has a punchline, Cole. Like, there's a weird thing that happened at the end of it. It wasn't just... I wanted a sandwich and didn't know where to go. That's part of my equation.
Yeah, no, but the kernel of this, the kernel at the very core, is like an in the moment inability to like just understand society.
Yes, it is so, true that we're not so different, you and I.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to say I might not, you know, I might not. This might be a little bit bare knuckle more than you would expect. That.
I really thought you'd be sympathetic to this, because if somebody told you that, like, I know that you are weirded out by interactions with the public sometimes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's such a strange thing to say, and I don't know what it means.
So it is an incomprehensible thing. I really think that this is he just biffed it on a joke. You know, like, I think maybe you said like, oh, like if the better formulation, if I can workshop this guy's joke, is, oh, it's a good thing we found the bag. Otherwise, I would have to carry it home for you.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
but he didn't. Like, that would be a thing. But I will be a bag.
So,
the obvious thing, because I'm me, is that sounds like there's a sexual connotation to like.
I was gonna say that, like, oh, I would have to just fill me up like a Christmas stocking. Just put that cottage cheese as far up as you can.
Yeah, yeah. Which is you know pretty gross,
right?
As a thing in general, and also just surreal, like in the way of utilizing people as like a furniture kind of thing.
Yeah. It has a little bit of a Lisa the Painful kind of aspect to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
I don't ask this to be like, haha, lol, there's no panic to this. Was this person hitting on you?
No.
Okay.
I think that he just had that stream of kind of verbal, like, again, that nerd from Wet Hot American Summer, like, mm-hmm. needing to fill up space and sonic energy with his voice at all times.
Right. He said something even though he had nothing to say.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's actually the thing. Right?
Oh, did I do that thing that I do where I actually like found the right answer and it wasn't funny?
No. You're fine. I'm just saying that I recognize that it was an attempt at a joke that misfired. I understand that I wasn't being activated. Like, I understand it wasn't a code, and I understand the way he could have gotten to the joke.
Okay.
I think he was just, you know, he just constantly talks. That's how he interacts with the world. And he had to make a joke there.
Okay. So
I just thought it was super like weirdly dark.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you were not in a compromised state, because, you know, sometimes it's hard to like, you can't tell when somebody's having a bad day, especially in a service position, you know,
yeah.
Like, but you know, if you walked at this, you know, loaded for bear and the slaughter rule wasn't in effect and you were able to, you know, hit this back at him, what would be the way that you would?
So like, if I could do a save state, like I didn't care about being polite or anything, I could just say the thing that I, you know, would want to say.
Yeah. And maybe it's just because I'm playing with a pocket knife right now, but I would definitely have whipped out a pocket knife and said, well, let's get started.
Yeah, I think I might have just been something like a little simpler and more at the start, which has been like, what the fuck?
What are you doing? Know? What does that mean? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to need you to stop. Let's rewind this. Can you explain what you meant by that?
Yes. Yeah. Like, dude, my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I might have just started with that, but I just like, what a weird thing to say to another person.
I would have to be your bag.
Like, doesn't it's kind of romantic. It kind of sounds like a Nico song. You know,
it's a little bit like an Austin Powers thing. Like, that's not my bag, baby. You are.
Yeah. I'm your bag, baby. Like, which, and if he had said like, okay, let's do a little abject suffering theater, right? Like, you be me and I'll be that guy and see how it would play out if he had said something slightly different.
Okay. Okay. This is it. I just used two things.
Do you need a receipt?
No, it's fine.
Can we interest you in our AMPM rewards program, sir?
No.
Now, did
no.
you find everything you needed? Lickety split.
It's a pretty small store. I did fine. Yeah.
Can I get you a bag then?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, please.
Whereabouts is my bag? I'll check the usual culprits. Oh, no bag here. No bag here. Oh, I seem to have found my bag stash.
This is way too much of a process.
Well, good thing I did find my bag. Because if I didn't, I'd be your bag, baby.
Snicked. Well, let's get started. in this version, you are Wolverine.
While you were doing your 4 hours of AMPM training, I was studying the blade. time to go. I was very put off by it. So, and again, I know I was in the heightened state.
No, I mean, that's a thing. Overly gregarious is definitely the right way to phrase that. I think it's a little bit of the notion that we need to make every interaction count, every interaction memorable kind of thing.
Yeah,
you run into that in a service position. Like, this could that could literally just be that person trying to make their job interesting.
I thought about that too.
Yeah,
because I have a lot of sympathy for people like in at work,
mm-hmm.
you know, in general, and it's like, maybe this is fun for that dude.
Yeah,
it was so annoying though that I don't think that was worth it. I think that like him making his job interesting, like there's no way other people are just like into it, you know. Like, oh, your bag stash. I know how that happens to me. Is that something like a mustache, but for bags? You know, like, I don't think anybody is just like playing along at that dude's level,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially at a convenience store, which is like a you know, you and I both have something in common where you want mercantile reactions to be very simple.
Yes.
I think in general, I think that we both want that. Mm-hmm. But even people who don't, like at this kind of, you know, at a convenience store, like, I don't know, man. It's hard for me to imagine the person who wants that full, you know, that full customer service touch.
Right, right. And as it, like, you know, so, and our preference for it, for a simpler interaction does not imply like a joylessness. I think that there is room for a dignified exchange of respect where all time on both sides is valued.
Right? Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So like, you know, just see, you smile. You know, I am the person who tells the clerk to have a nice day before they can tell me to have a nice day, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's perfunctory and it's to a script, but it is entirely optimized to get both of us through this as quickly as possible.
And it's not a lie. Like I would like them to have a good day.
Yeah.
If I were voting and it's like, they can have a good day or they can have a bad day.
Yeah.
I would choose for them to have a good day.
Okay. So, you know? Let's build the scene out a little bit further as part of this text adventure. At this AM PM, was there somebody in line behind you?
No.
Okay.
So he had all the time in the world to like workshop this, to like, you know, if I wanted to play along, like if he had thrown his line into the water and he had caught a big one,
uh-huh.
You know, he'd have time to wrangle it, gut it, prepare it, you know, like he'd have time.
Right.
You know, it wasn't an old man in the sea situation where he'd have to jet and lose his catch. You know, cause that's the theme of the old man in the sea.
Yeah.
It's like, sometimes you got to hurry up and then you lose your shit.
Yep.
except Ernest Hemingway just said, hurry up, lose shit. So it's the most meaningful four-word short story. So he definitely had time if I would have really played along.
Mm-hmm.
What is a good way for me in the future, if I have to go back here, if I'm craving the specific snack and I don't go just piecemeal to different stores to get it?
I mean, I obviously don't go piecemeal to different stores, because that is way too far.
Yeah, that's a lot, you know, and even though it would only be like an extra like 8 blocks for me, like I could go get Kai's cheese from the Whole Foods and then the regular Doritos from the good convenience store with good Judah Friedlander.
Right, right.
If I don't want to do that, like, what is a good way that I can, how can I counter this guy in a way that doesn't end up resulting in him like winning the encounter? Because he definitely ends up, he's just like getting about his day and stuff and is real happy. And I'm always annoyed by it.
So
even when he doesn't give me like a surreal, like, you know, I'm going to Buffalo Bill you, you know, or you can Buffalo Bill me.
Just it's a mutual like Buffalo billing.
Yeah, would you like to engage in like a double-headed Buffalo Bill?
And yeah, like, it's a good thing I found my basket stash, because otherwise I would have had to been the basket.
otherwise I would have had to been the lotion. Click, I'll be your lotion. Excuse me, like, Nico, no.
So the tragedy of this is you have already thrown away your most effective play.
Okay.
Which would have been to not pretend, not like falsely represent, but strongly infer that you're a deaf mute.
Ooh, yeah. I could do that Kids in the Hall thing where I could say like I don't actually speak English. I just learned everything phonetically.
Yeah.
Until this point. I guarantee you I have no understanding of these words. I've just learned how to make the mouth sounds involved.
Yeah. Just saying in a Dave Foley ass voice.
Yeah.
So that would have been your strongest play. Like, you know, if you had your wits about you, you know, this is why I carry index cards around. You know, if I'm getting ready to swerve around a potentially awkward social interaction, pull that index card out and write your order down, hand it to them, and point at your mouth. You know, you need to shake your head, and then you're through.
Don't you think I still have it in me to like just point at my ear though? Like I could just, if somebody comes up to you and says something that like you don't feel like dealing with, and I apologize if making light of that is ableist, like I don't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're like put this all through a filter of we're doing like a Seinfeldian thing of exaggerating a normal encounter for comedy. Like it's not actually that much of a cross to bear,
right,
to deal with this nerd. But like I think that in any encounter, if you just kind of point at your ear and kind of shake your head a little bit,
uh-huh,
I think that kind of takes care of it.
So here's the,
because they're not going to be like, listen, I heard you here before, you know, I saw you hearing earlier.
It also invites them to test you too. Like if he, you know, if he makes a loud noise and sees if you jolt, right.
Yeah. He just starts going through and being like, you know, Dark Souls 3 is the best of the Dark Souls games. Just in case.
Wait a minute.
You know, what the?
That's right. Interview. Giving up your strongest play, the person who makes that kind of joke, I assure you, they are more likely to remember you than somebody who just goes through the motions. Right?
You would.
I think
if I had said something positive, I would have gained a nickname that day.
Oh God, no, no, not like, a nickname.
Been, I think if I had been like, yeah, man, like, where's your handles, bro? Then, like, then from then on in, I would have come in and be like, hey, Bagman. And yeah, I'd be like, what up, bag boy? And then, like, two of us would then have a relationship, you know?
Oh God, no, he'd be your best man.
Yeah, he'd be my best bag. He'd be the best bag at my bag wedding.
So I think that you have given up your best play. So
what's the second best play?
So the second best play, like, so running down the possibilities, if you go back there and he, I don't think he will remember that particular interaction, even if he remembers your face. Like, he's added you to his catalog. Like, there's no question about that.
I have been collected in at least one sense.
Yes. So you run through it, you see if he brings any additional heat to you. And then I would say throw it back at him.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Which is, you know, he asks, like, hey, do you need a bag? And you say, sure, but if you don't have one, you can be my bag. Wink. And then see if that makes him uncomfortable.
There's not a universe in which I'm saying that. I don't want to have sex with him, Cole. But I mean, I guess that does put it on the foot, right? Like, right. If I imagine myself saying that, it just makes it so much stranger that he said it, because it really seems like a come on. No.
And again, it is not.
Was
a
something
panic.
About my food order? Like, is that, did I accidentally stumble into a code? Like Smilex? Like, if you buy certain things for a convenience store, that means you want to end up in a bag dungeon? Like, it's would, like, be strap 42A in the bag dungeon.
It's the snack version of the hanky code. Like, if you buy beef jerky and hummus, unspeakable things will happen.
With the express intent of dipping them, we'll know. And you have now entered into Eyes Wide Shut 2, Eyes Wide Closed. And it's time to go.
Yeah. So with that option off the table, honestly, I think if you go back, he's going to pull out a different thing. And I think this needs to be a weekly segment, which is Gary's interactions with this guy.
Eventually, instead of starting a podcast with this guy, like, yeah. I'm just going to bring in like a little like lavalier mic. And just like edit down his daily musings.
Yeah.
And his, you know, his old timey attempts to engender himself to, you know, randos.
Yeah.
And stuff. The nice thing is, the old South Park listening guy, mm-hmm. Who is there, he was on like pump duty, because in Oregon you don't pump your own gas. And he was outside doing that, so he didn't have to deal with it. So at the very least, like, they worked together, and I thought that guy might have gotten like a real monkey's paw. Like, he got headhunted, he got his raise, it's right across the street, so it's close, but now he has to deal with this dude instead of working alone, which is what you want to do in a convenience store.
Absolutely.
Because Plaid Pantry does not have gas. It's just a convenience store.
Yeah, that 20 cents an hour doesn't seem so worth it now, does it?
I know. I wonder if he has any regrets. I should ask him. He'd know exactly what I was talking about, too. Like, that guy, like, for as much as he often seemed, like, on some drugs, he definitely seemed, like, with it enough to where if I had said, like, hey, man, what'd you think of the choice? Like, do you like being over here? Like, we'd have a normal-ass conversation. It wouldn't be, like, laden with sexual metaphors. Like, you wouldn't say anything. He'd just be like, hey, you got a nice set of pockets on you. Like, do you need a banana for him? And, like, mm-hmm. You know, I know. I'm okay. Yeah.
I don't really have a counterpart interaction for this, except so every 2 weeks on Tuesday, I go to the local combination KFC and Taco Bell.
Okay.
Okay. And I get a 3-strip $5 fill up. Okay.
Okay. God, I love the $5 fill up as like a concept. Yep. It's very funny to me.
Yeah. You know, I just
need to be filled.
Fill me up. Yeah. It's bag. You know, you, like, I sub in wedges because who the fuck is going to eat mashed potatoes in their car? I'm not a criminal. You know, but it's just garbage fast food that I want to put in my body. And recently they hired a new person who I'm pretty sure he says this to everybody, but in my mind, I think that maybe he just says it to me. He calls me brother every time, like, oh, here's your change, brother. Can you fill out this survey, brother? Like, he's fucking Hulk Hogan. Yeah, brother. So that's what I've been running into.
That's pretty rough. Brothers, I don't like one of those. Like, what is worse, brother or chief?
I mean, chief always sounds insulting.
Yeah, chief does sound, unless Mort's saying it from Torment.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm okay with it.
Yeah. No, if somebody calls me chief, that's disrespect.
You know how you're just saying how you don't eat mashed potatoes in your car? I was on the bus the other day, and a woman took out a yogurt and a spoon and ate yogurt.
That makes sense.
I think doing yogurt on a bus, like anytime if you have silverware for a bus meal, I think that's a lot.
Well, I mean, so first off, we can't ignore this. That's what Go-Gurt is for.
I wonder if she was stuck out of time. I wonder if it was a Captain America situation.
Yeah.
I would love to teach Captain America about like food and convenience eating technologies. You know, like he's sitting there eating yogurt with a spoon like a fucking idiot. And then Tony Stark walks up and just like deploys a Go-Gurt out of his chest cavity.
So the pro move with the Go-Gurt is to bite the end off of it like you're pulling the pin out of a grenade.
Or a cigar.
That's a good way to ruin a cigar.
Yeah, but it's a great way to start a Go-Gurt, man.
Yeah.
Is that not what you're supposed to do with cigars? I don't know.
You get a cutter. It's like a little circumcision. What's that?
Does it ruin it?
Oh, it mashes it down and gets it all wet.
Ah.
Yeah. And it gets it uneven, too. What you want with a cigar is to either punch it and get a narrow draw, or to just get the smallest opening possible.
Why do you have to do that in the first place? Does the smoke not permeate the skin?
No,
like the intestine or whatever they make those things out of.
It's not a fucking sausage. It's just a thicker. It's like a differently cured tobacco. It won't do that. You have to cut it open for the airflow.
Ah,
yeah. Most cigars are going to be closed on the end.
Gotcha.
I see this like I'm a fucking aficionado. I smoke like two cigars a year.
You eat the magazine. Do you want to continue this directly into the next episode where we also don't have very much to talk about?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Yeah. Hold this thought for people who are enjoying two people who only kind of one person who knows a little bit about cigars and one person who knows nothing about it, comparing them to Go-Gurt. Tune in next week.
Yeah.
We're talking about a different game. Okay. Who remind me who suggested this?
So this was demanded by a Patreon, Gabe.
Thank you, Gabe.
Yeah. Saying like that, hey, I wonder if this holds up. And also this was put into the, put into the suggestion box by Pondo, who wrote in a good deal, but basically she says, I listened to Bonfireside Chat and remember this game existed. So
thank you guys very much for suggesting this. Mm-hmm. Everyone who suggested it, specifically Gabe. It does seem like it holds up. Hopefully this is not a disappointing episode because we didn't talk about it very much, but I think that you might accidentally get a waff out of it at some point. So you're getting double value.
It raised it raised this game's profile. So
yes. Yeah. If you like the show, you can head on over. If you want to demand a game, you can head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. And there's a tier for that. Check that out. There are a bunch of other rewards. And also we appreciate your support.
Yes.
So ratings, reviews, spreading the word, all those things are very useful as well.
Yeah. I can't think of anything additional, so sit tight for the conclusion of the Cigar and Go-Gurt Chronicles.
Yeah. and probably other stuff too.
Yeah.
Who is Go-Gurt Dog?
Yeah.
Who is Go-Gurt?
Who is Go-Gurt?
Gurt
the Gurt dog? Yeah.
Yeah, they named Go-Gurt after a person. It wasn't just a product.
Yeah.
It's not just a clever portmanteau.
Yeah, they were just trying to encourage Gurt.
Yeah, John Go-Gurt.
Oh, the Connecticut Go-Gurts?